I often find that even though the days of Hanukkah are 8 days, I often find that after Hanukkah comes and goes, I haven't fully connected with the uplift that Hanukkah should provide. And perhaps that probably that means that I didn't prepare properly for the days of Hanukkah. And so therefore now is an opportunity to spend a few moments and remind ourselves how we have to prepare over the next few days for the upcoming days of Hanukkah. The mitzvah of Hanukkah itself is hadlaka eis mitzvah. That means that the mitzvah of Hanukkah takes just a second. So if we're not in the right mindset, if we haven't prepared ourselves for Hanukkah, so then the moment of the mitzvah is going to come and go and won't have the impact it's supposed to have. You want to appreciate how important it is to prepare for Hanukkah. There's a comment to the Sfas Emes points out, we're very familiar with the Ramban. Ramban explains that our Yom Tov of Hanukkah, our celebration of Hanukkah, came to Aaron because Aaron was distressed that he was not participating in the Chanukah Samishka. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, Chayecha Shalcha Gedola Mishalahem, that your mitzvah of Halakas HaNeiros is greater than the Chanukas HaMishkan. And the Ramban says that's not the Halakas HaNeiros necessarily in the Mishkan or in Mikdash, but that's the Halakas HaNeiros Shemachol Dor V'Dor of Hanukkah. So Sfas Emes says that means that when we light the Neiros of Hanukkah, so we are connecting to the Avoda of the Koyin in Beis HaMikdash. Aram Shorni discusses this Sfas Emes, so he says that has to show us how prepared we have to be. There's a moment in the upcoming weeks where we're going to connect in a fashion that is singular. We discuss the Karbonos. Chazal say that when we study Karbonos, it's Tilu Ikravnu, when the Shalmel forms Hasenu. However, to actually do something in that moment, we're attached to the Medrash says, to the Mais Adlok and Mishkan and Mikdash, so that's unique to Adlok and Eris. So for that moment is going to be uplifting as it should be, so we have to have hachonis, appropriate hachonis. To appreciate the Sfas Emes, so I was thinking of a Ramban in Parshas Vayetzeh. The Ramban, the idea of Mikdash is introduced to Klal Yisrael, obviously Har Meriah B'Sha'as HaKedah, but the Ramban says that Yaakov Avinu comes and Shloish Ed Reitzon Reitzim Oleo Kimina Be'erahu Yashku Ha'adarim. The Ramban says, why so many details? We have to know how many sheep, how many flocks gathered around the well. And the Ramban says that the Shloish Ed Reitzon of the Alila Regel, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is intimating to us that the Mokim HaMikdash is going to be this wellspring of Hischatshus. It's going to be a wellspring of Ruchnius. How will Klal Yisrael continuously maintain a high level of Ruchnius? How will they maintain a high level of Zrizus of excitement for Avodas Hashem? Because we come to Mikdash, Ali the Regal, 3 times a year. Min HaBe'erahu Yashku Adorim. And so that's when we attach ourselves via the days of Hanukkah, Tadlokas HaNeiros and Mishkan and Mikdash. So that should be moments of Hischatshus. Moments when we attach ourselves to the Er Mayim Chayim that the Mikdash is supposed to be. A few weeks ago, one of the British Talmid Chacham Rabbanim, Rav Tudris Miller, an excellent Darshan, he spoke at the virtual Aguda convention and he highlighted something in the Ramban. I must have, I was thinking this afternoon, must have learned this Ramban easily 40, 50 times, maybe even twice that number. But I didn't appreciate an insight that he had in this Ramban. Ramban says, Lafik Yeshiro Aaron Chanukas HaNesiyim Chol Shadayta Shlehoyo Imoim, that Aaron watches every other Shevet contribute to the dedication, the upkeep of the Mishkan. He said, every Shevet goes by, and Shevet Levi is not there. Chol Shadaitai, Shalaihaya Imoim Vachanaka, Laihu Vlaishvatai. He had a Chalisha Zadas. He was terribly upset. He was bizarre. He was distressed. So Villa points out, look where Hanukkah began. The origin of Hanukkah is Aaron Kohen Gadol being upset that he can't do an Avodah, being upset that he can't do something for Mikdash. It's out of that distress and that upsetness, out of that tsar, was born the days and the celebration of Hanukkah. He quoted that Rav Hutner used to keep a Yoman, used to keep a diary. And the family found that in one of the diaries, he wrote that on a certain day, he didn't do his Seder of Tanakh. And he wrote how upset he was that the day came and went and he was so busy, he didn't get to do his Seder of Tanakh. And then he writes in the Yoman that he learned from this that the joy that he has when he learns Tanakh is matched by the aggravation, the upsetness when he missed that Seder. And then he writes, "Vetzeh, this is Yoiser Chozok. Knowing how much he missed something is a much more important part of his inspiration than knowing how much he enjoys something. That Aaron HaKoyen, with all of his involvement for Klal Yisrael and for Mikdash, that Aaron HaKoyen could feel Chol Shadaita, that he was upset that he couldn't do more. And of that is born the days of Hanukkah, and it resonates with the Bach. The Bach, the end of Tov Reishai in the first Siman in the Torah and Hanukkah. So the Bach writes, Iker Agzera, Hoyesa al Shisrashlu ba'avoda. Malkein Hoyesa Agzera levatel meyem la'avoid. Bach quotes a Medrash where he says that the troubles that we had at the hands of the Greeks was shesrashul avoida, that we became too comfortable with the avoida, that we became uninspired by the avoida, that it became mitzvahs anoshim alumda, that it became routine and regular. So therefore there was a gzeira levatel mehem avoida. There was a gzeira that we had to learn how to miss the avoida. And the Bach writes, "Kishachozru b'shuva limsor nafshom alu avoida." When we did shuva on esrashlus, when we did shuva on taking things for granted, when we did shuva for not being inspired and not having an avoida with a deep seated emotional component, so then when we did shuva limsor nafshom, to dedicate ourselves with great courage, limsor nafsham, to want to give up our lives. Then Hashem, Hashem al yedei koyim, oyv the avoid meves Hashem, because Baruch Hu brought this Yeshua. Because Aaron HaKoyen had a moment of chalishus and das for the avoda, so therefore Klal Yisrael later on able to do tshuva, and that became the hemshach, the continuation of Aaron's avod. Al kein nasa neis gam kein b'nei reis tachas. Asher heru nafsham lo musal kiyum avoida. So why did Baruch Hu bring a miracle by the neiros? Because that was the tshuva. That was the tshuva that we were able to be inspired. Every so often I mentioned a story that's told about a person who had a chalishus, a riffin in his learning. And he was a person who tried, it was miskaver, and then lo alach, didn't go. And then Baruch Hashem, he was strong again. And he learned a little bit, didn't go. And he spent many years in yeshiva trying and trying to accomplish, to be misgaber. And he always felt that he wasn't successful. And he went to Rav Yoshim and he complained. So in order to be dramatic, he sent to Rav Yoshim, what's going to be in my mitzvah? What are they going to write in my mitzvah? They're going to say, he's a guy who tries. And he said, he's a shoyef, a guy who wants. So Yoshim said, if I was walking around the Beis HaKvaros and I would see a matseva, and it says there, shoyef, the person wants, he wants to accomplish, he aspires to accomplish it, and I would daven by that matseva. And that's the yisoyrus of Hanukkah. The yisrashlus, the rishin that we had, that the Bach describes, sheyisrashlu ba'avoida, that we don't have, that we have to be inspired to have the chalishos hadas that Aaron had, sheloi hoyo imam b'chanukah lohu b'lo shvata. That's because Baruch Hu gave us the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, the celebration of Hanukkah, so that we would prepare ourselves, so that when it comes to Halakas HaNeiros, we would be able to reconnect to what it means to be distressed by not being able, being distressed by not being able to do more, not being distressed by missing. Hanukkah Tov Shin Pei Aleph. So we come to this Hanukkah knowing what it means to feel that kind of distress. We know what it means to come and having missed. And that's why this Hanukkah could be an inspiring Hanukkah beyond in previous years. On one hand, we're not going to have the mesivas that normally happen on Hanukkah. We're not going to have some of the family get-togethers that happen on normal Hanukkah. It means that we have to be more concerned that the members, that we reach out to members of our family. If there are grandparents, if there are uncles and aunts who normally look forward to a Hanukkah family celebration, and it's not going to happen this Hanukkah, so we have to make the time, and that's why we're off on Sunday for that reason. So in order to be able to reach out to members of the family, to friends who are feel their aloneness more on Hanukkah than otherwise. And what a tremendous chizuk it'll give if they get a phone call, and they get many phone calls. And we know what it means, even though it's going to be a different Hanukkah, but we have to be able to attach ourselves and compensate, so we're not going to have the parties, we're not going to have the mesivos, we're not going to have the chances to get together and sing together shoulder to shoulder. But on the other hand, we know what it means to have missed. We know what it means cholsha daitoy. We know what it means to have been out of the Beis HaMedrash for some over 5 months. We know what it means to be in a Beis HaMedrash, which is Baruch Hashem, half full, but how much more exciting it would be if we would have all the tables together and we wouldn't be separated by plexiglass. And if we'd be able to have all the tables full, Baruch Hashem, we have to appreciate the great gift that we have. After the month that we weren't in shul, I have to tell you personally, so every Heshmei Rabba means much more to me. Because there were some 3 months, 4 months, we didn't say Heshmei Rabba. I come to the Beis HaMedrash. So every day it means much more to me. Because there were months and we didn't have a Beis HaMedrash. To be able to come back to the Beis HaMedrash. The Zoom learning was, Baruch Hashem, was a gift. But ain't a daima. So still, we're still in the middle of this situation. We're Baruch Hashem in a much better place. But to have a sense of we missed something. And because we miss, and because we are missing a full Beis HaMedrash, that would give us a chalisha sadas, that we're able to come to Beis HaMedrash and at the same time say how tremendously fortunate we are. Baruch Hashem, you have to be grateful to the organizers at Yeshiva. I call them the Corona Czar at Yeshiva. That they're able to work things out that we could be in the Beis HaMedrash. It's such a gift. And that Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu has protected us. And we didn't have to disperse, and we didn't have to quarantine. These are all, every single Seder we come to the Beis HaMedrash has to be full with such hakoras hatov. We know with Hanukkah Tov Sheh Tov Shin Pei Aleph means that we know what it means Chol Sheh Daitai, and we like the menorahs. We can attach ourselves to that precious Chol Sheh Daitai. V'zeh Chozak Yoyser V'chunerei. That's a stronger source of inspiration to know that we miss something. That's a greater gift to know that it caused us tsar. When the Rambam writes about the tsaros of the Chashmei Noam, So the Rambam writes that we suffered, that we couldn't learn. The Rambam writes that we suffered because Toshto Yidayim B'mneiseyem and B'kasvam. But then the Rambam writes that they make Zeres. And then the Rambam said, Tzar Lahem L'Yisrael. And the Jews felt this tremendous pain because they couldn't learn, because they couldn't do the mitzvahs that they wanted to do. And that was the source of the Yeshua. Because we felt what we were missing and what we were lacking. We're going to finish we're going to say this week in the parasha that when Vayakumu kol bono v'kol b'nei Yisrael l'nachamai, when Yaakov Avinu heard the Besura and he understood that he didn't have Yosef and his family was not complete, so his whole family tried to give him comfort. They tried to push him forward. Vayimo ein lisnachem. He refused to receive nechama. How do we understand that? Yaakov's towering figure of Ruchnius wasn't able to move himself forward. He wasn't able to. The next parsha, Yehuda loses Erev Oinon. It says when he finished his mourning, he had nechama. Yaakov vayimoy lesnochen. So Yaakov is teaching us that sometimes that we cannot make peace with situations. We cannot make peace with the situation if Kal Yisrael is not complete. That's what Yaakov was saying. Vayimoy lesnochen. They cannot be nechama if there's a shaven missing. That's a situation that we can't be comfortable with. If the Beis HaMedrash is not packed, then vayimoy lesnochen. Then we have to daven more. We have to be careful and daven more. Certain things we have to feel that the stress of missing things. So the Chanukah of Toshen Pinatpe Aleph is going to be missing some of the ways that we normally inspire ourselves. But if we prepare ourselves for the Chanukah, and if we review and bring all of our experiences toward the Neiros, and remind ourselves of the Tsar of Aaron when it all began, and remind ourselves of B'Shas HaChashbeinom, B'Tsar Lohem, HaKal Yisrael, pine, bring to the mitzvahs, and how in our own experiences we are pining for full Batei Midrashim, full davening, and we miss it, and we miss stopping in the Beis HaMedrash. Mizeh Chozak Yoser. Kadosh Baruch Hu will appreciate that those emotions. Kadosh Baruch Hu will appreciate, and we will grow tremendously. And just like Yaakov Avinu's refusal to accept anything but an inspired and charged and full Klal Yisrael led to Rochel Mivaka Albonel Me Anol Hinochem Albonel. And Kadosh Baruch Hu heard that Bechi, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will say our Chanukah. And will appreciate the hergeshim, the emotions we have by our Chanukah. Because Baruch Hu will see the tshuva that we want to do, l'msor nafshenu, to dedicate ourselves with greater excitement, because we know we are missing. To dedicate ourselves with greater excitement to every yeshmat be'rabba, to every davening b'tzibur, to every chance to learn the charvus, every chance to learn the Beis HaMedrash. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use this Chanukah to bring us, Bez Hashem Yeshuas, all the Yeshuas that we need as individuals, as we need as a klal, and Bez Hashem be able to grow ourselves in our ruchnius lives to bring it to the Baruch Hu much greater nachas. Thank you for the opportunity to prepare together for the Yom.